From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The markets jeered Federal Reserve policymakers today. The Dow fell 294 points after the Fed lowered interest rates by a quarter point. This is the third time policymakers have reduced borrowing costs in September when it became clear the economy was slowing. And the move was pretty much what was expected, but Wall Street was apparently looking for the Fed to be more aggressive. Stephen Cecchetti is a former vice president at the Federal Reserve Bank in New York and now teaches at Brandeis International Business School. He joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Let me read to you the beginning of the Fed statement today announcing its quarter-point cut. Incoming information suggests that economic growth is slowing, reflecting the intensification of the housing correction and some softening in business and consumer spending. Moreover, strains in financial markets have increased in recent weeks. For people who read Fed statements every month, how does that read to you?
It reads as if they're still quite concerned. It's not a huge change over what it said last time, but it is something of a change.
Why, after a quarter-point cut, if one can ever explain why markets do things, why would the stock market plunge?
Well, I think that the main thing they were looking for was more action somewhere else. They were looking for some creative policymaking a little bit away from the federal funds rate itself. That's the overnight interbank lending rate. There's another interest rate that the Federal Reserve controls as well. They make loans to banks, and that lending rate, called the discount rate, is something that the markets thought they were going to cut by more than the quarter point that they cut that.
So it not only is dismay at what was said, but more about what was not said in the statement.
That's exactly right. I mean, I think that they didn't cut the discount rate by more than 25 basis points or a quarter of a point. They also didn't say that there was significant risk of further economic slowing. They just sort of left out the part about the fact that risks, as they say, were balanced, which is what they said last time. And they said uncertainties become worse. We really just don't know what the future holds.
Now, whenever the Fed reduces interest rates, it's trying to make money move faster through the economy, get more money out there, and then there's a fear that it might increase inflation. What has the Fed said about inflation this time?
Well, this time they continue to say, it's not a change, that inflation is something that they're worrying about. A number of the members of the Federal Reserve's policymaking body are quite concerned about inflation as being the right benchmark for their actions. And what they say here is that they are worried about inflation. The inflation that they're worried about is coming from higher food prices, higher oil prices, and the like.
Of course, what we've all been watching is which interest rate and by how much will it go down or not. But the interest rate now it's at 4.25%. Historically, what does that say, the federal funds rate at 4.25%?
It's something close to what I would call neutral. It may be slightly high even for the current environment for neutral, but I don't think so. So it just sort of says, you know, if everything were going along the way that we thought it should, 4.25% would be just about right for us to hit our objectives and our goals.
But if I understand you, that means that if the economy continues to either slow down or were we to move into an actual recession, there's lots more room to go down, dropping interest rates.
Well, that's for sure. Several years ago, you'll recall the federal funds rate was at 1%. It's only in the last 2 years or so that they've raised it significantly. So, yes, there's a lot of room on the downside. But I should say the other thing is that what they're really looking at and their immediate concerns have to do with interbank lending. It's not loans to you and me. It's loans between big banks that really aren't moving.
We have heard from Chairman Bernanke before there is still there's more problem in that what he calls the housing correction, the intensification of the housing correction. That would be Fed speak for housing prices are going down.
Right, right.
Any end in sight to that as far as the Fed is concerned?
I think they know about as much as we do. Their hope is that the housing market will not continue to drop. But again, we really don't know. One of the big problems in housing is that when housing prices start to fall, the market sort of dries up. You don't see many transactions. people sit in their houses and don't sell them rather than selling them at low prices. So I think it's going to be the spring before we really know how bad the housing market is.
Well, Stephen Cicchetti, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
Stephen Cicchetti at Brandeis International Business School, former vice president of the New York Federal Reserve.